St Andrew's Botanical Garden future remains uncertain.
£32 million worth of diamonds stolen from Brussels airport.
With a 5:30...
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Charlotte Piccio.
And I'm Grace LeTech.
And I'm Sophie Jones.
South African Olympian Oscar Pistorius appeared in court again today for his bail hearing. Prosecutors charged the athlete with premeditated murder of his late girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, on Valentine's Day. Pistorius' defence team argued that the sprinter thought his girlfriend was a robber locked inside the bathroom of the residence. Miss Steenkamp was later arrested today in her hometown of Port Elizabeth in South Africa.
A question mark looms over the St Andrew's Botanical Garden, and anyone with an interest in its future is encouraged to get involved in the community discussion. Fife Council, which contributes £300,000 annually in the past, has said it will be reducing funding for the garden to reallocate the funding into other properties. The garden, owned by the University of St. Andrews, may have its lease renewed, but only if there can be a clear business plan to keep the garden financially solvent with the reduced public funding. The steering group responsible for coming up with a plan has until the 1st of June when the final proposal may be handed into the council of the university.
Heavily armed robbers stormed the Brussels airport grounds today in a heist, successfully taking away £32 million worth of diamonds. The diamonds were being loaded onto a Swiss plane headed for Zurich when eight robbers dressed as police officers stole the gems in an operation that took mere minutes. The robbery is said to be one of the largest in history. Police in Belgium are still searching for more information.
Nestlé, the world's biggest feed company, has pulled pasta mills off the shelves in both Italy and Spain after tests revealed traces of horse DNA. The Swiss-based firm has halted deliveries of products containing meat from the German supplier. The company is in the latest string of major food producers to find traces of horse meat in beef meals. Nestlé also tested samples of all of its processed beef products sold in the UK and Ireland, which were found not to contain any presence of horse DNA.
Holyrood continues to consider legal cap on tuition fees for our UK students. University leaders are calling the Scottish Government to rethink these plans, while representatives for academics and for students continue to voice their support. Scottish universities currently have volunteered to comply with charging students from England, Wales and Northern Ireland no more than £9,000 each year. However, the Scottish Government has said it is looking into drafting a legally enforceable cap in upcoming education legislation.
And finally, the weather tonight, 3 degrees at midnight with clear spells. Tomorrow, 4 degrees with a cloudy morning, brightened with gradual afternoon sun.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune into our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.